5, 4.
Excellent.
Three,
we like it when this happens.
1.
Good.
Great. We get to see a bit of your work.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait.
Gerry Anderson has created a terrific cop show in space. How did this make it on the air? God, this is going to be embarrassing, isn't it?
Anything can happen in the next half hour.
Oh, and we're off.
Yay.
I think probably one of the best things about this series is the opening title.
I've just been blown away immediately. That's such a good effect. But what year was this made?
94.
That is really good, isn't it?
There's something about that opening note. It really gets me sort of pumped in the same way that Century 21 logo does.
Yeah. Great music here from a young, very young composer at the time called Crispin Merrill, who was under strict instructions not to make it sound like Thunderbirds.
Oh, right. I do recognise a few of these actors as well.
Yes, okay. Ted Shackelford, who we've already seen as the lead, Patrick Brogan, was in a Dallas spin-off called Knots Landing that was very big at the time. He was our leading man.
Right. Was it an American cast?
Mainly American cast. Shot here, of course, so lots of British guest actors.
Yeah.
But as you'll see, a lot of them were revoiced. By American voices.
Oh, really? What, the aliens?
Yeah.
Sometimes plenty of the human actors. I mean, in some of the early episodes, this is dubbed like a kung fu movie almost. The amount of dodgy American accents is just shocking.
It's often considered its downfall. So here we go.
The very first episode, actually, it's got Idris Elba's like first or second screen appearance.
Wow.
And he's dubbed by like a 60-year-old American man. It's just so funny.
So here we have The Rock, which is this kind of an outer space penitentiary.
Uh-huh.
This is where this episode is.
The effects are really good. That's model, right?
It is model, exactly right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Steve Begg, who's worked on like Bond films and Batman and stuff.
Is that a plate shot? Is that?
It would have been, yeah. That's right. Good. Now, there's a few faces in this as guest stars that you might recognise. One in particular who went on to huge fame and fortune.
You.
I wasn't going to say so, but as you mentioned it.
The production value is really good.
It's not bad, is it?
30 years old. This is not what I was expecting. Uh-huh. I was expecting a Thunderbirds level of like.
Yeah. Yeah, so here we have this kind of mix of aliens and humans in the cast.
And this guy on the bed is played by Wayne Forrester, who went on to be the voice of the CGI Captain Scarlet.
Oh, wow.
2005 show.
The great thing about having masked characters and masked actors, of course, is that they become a sort of a repertory company. So they appear in every episode, more or less, but as a different character each time.
Oh,
like
right,
a different
right.
guest alien.
Yeah.
And a lot of them started out on the Thunderbirds stage show
from
the 80s and 90s.
When would this air?
95, this would have gone out.
Is it a daytime show?
No, this is 6 o'clock in the evening. So ostensibly family viewing.
Yeah.
This is where I think the series came unstuck in a lot of people's eyes, in that it was quite adult oriented.
Yeah. It feels, in that vein.
Quite gritty,
Star Trek-y sort.
Yeah.
The fact that no one's spoken yet and they've done a long visual setup is great.
Unfortunately, in the States, it went out at like 2 a.m.
Oh, right.
Yes.
No one had much faith in it over there.
Yeah. The old guess in the gas in the vent.
And I'm not going to recommend you to the parole board. If you ever want to get off this rock, you better consider a serious attitude adjustment.
Well, now, why would I want to do that? I love this rock. It's my home.
You know what, Volker? I'm having a bad day. Do you know why, Volker?
Hellishly difficult to act in.
I bet.
Can't see, can't hear.
Yeah.
I like that he's got a mustache.
Yeah.
What was the evolutionary process that led to him having a mustache?
That's right, yes. And of course, the eyes were operated via remote control off camera by someone with a remote control unit and the various facial muscles and so on.
This interview is over.
Thanks.
Oh.
Sit down, Morton. Relax. Oh. Take it easy. I'm in control now.
I think we might have stumbled across a bit of a prison break. So this is the police station. So we're now about to be introduced to some of the police officers, humans and aliens. Danny Webb is quite a well-known actor, you might know.
I don't know, maybe. Mm-hmm. I like the idea that Idris Elba, there's just these really high A-list actors all in alien suits. You've got no idea.
Yeah,
like right. That alien, that's Ian McKellen there.
Yeah, it's Michael Caine. Yeah, could be.
Everybody started out.
Now, one of these is me.
One of these, two?
Yeah, one of the two at the desk.
I think you're the taller.
I think, yeah. It's a bit of a giveaway.
Me. Shut up! No way is this little guy the most notorious escape artist on Altor. Maybe I'm not Houdini. Hey, maybe the real Houdini's escape.
Shut up.
Shut up.
And hey, good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah, Danny Webb is one of my favourite guest actors in this show. We did try to interview him for the Blu-rays, and it was a polite thanks but no thanks. I don't remember, after 30 years, a week's work. But of course, this ties into something that goes back with Oren.
Yes, so this is quite a convoluted story, Henry, which just had a little bit of a payoff there. So when I first started playing this role, my mask had no hair in the first 3 or 4 episodes.
And he grew hair.
Well, it was then thought that I looked too similar to my partner.
Ah, right.
At the time, who was a different partner than we're seeing here. So suddenly I turned up to work one day and they'd given hair to my mask.
Yeah.
So suddenly I had this long mane of hair. So they just wrote in there a little payoff that my character, Oren, where he uses hair restorer. It's a little gag. And here are our leads. So that's Ted Shackelford.
Do you recognise?
Aha, uh-huh. Yeah.
World Series here.
And we are going to be watching.
Yeah, both of them.
Right.
Weird.
Weird.
Long trial at Demeter's High Court ended today with the conviction of one of the city's most notorious crime bosses, Ariset Gagnon, guilty of extortion, blackmail, and criminal conspiracy.
You can see these insert shots on the monitor are fairly cheaply thrown together.
It's a shame, isn't it? What do you think of the masks, Henry? Are they convincing?
Yeah, I think the masks are really good.
Ever done any mask work in your career?
No, I've had prosthetic nose.
Oh, yeah?
For a Christmas Carol Wrong TV show that we did.
Uh-huh.
It was a nightmare. It took hours every day. But I mean, nothing like this. How long did it take you to get into your mask?
Well, actually, the whole idea was, because we were there virtually every day shooting this thing, they
never take it off.
Yeah, never take it off.
Just leave them.
Yep. The idea was that, you know, it became quite a quick process.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's about half an hour.
Oh, that's...
It's a system. It's in various parts that kind of lock together and pop together, and so it wasn't too bad.
Just take the day off.
Don't patronise me, Jack. I can look after myself.
Arlene!
You wouldn't see hair like that on TV now. It would be much more precisely coiffed now. You got that? It looks like real hair.
Yeah.
If we take Houdini to the Rock, we're going to be missing the baseball.
Baseball?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love his glasses.
But that's another indication of how hard it is to see out of the mask. When he's trying to put the glasses on or take them off, it's sometimes a bit hit and miss.
Where do you look out? Can you see at all?
So just sort of by the eyes, there are kind of those little wrinkles there.
Yeah.
That's where he's seeing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But of course, your nose is squashed flat. You're wearing false teeth and the gloves.
Is it your actual voice that they haven't dubbed over?
Well, that's the controversy.
Well, yeah.
I was dubbed over. That's Jerome Willis, who was quite a well-known actor in his 60s, I think, when we filmed this, doing an Irish accent, weirdly, as an alien. So that's his voice, but I was revoiced by an American actor.
Right.
I don't want to talk about it.
But I was 24, I think, 25, so it's like, whatever.
Glad of the work.
Yeah.
Brogan about that. He and Matt have been planning this for weeks.
No, Matt, the signal won't be a problem, but...
ion storms always miss...
So give us a rundown of the plot so far, Chris, that we've missed as we've been chatting.
Well, there's a prisoner, Houdini, being transferred to The Rock. Houdini is the most notorious escape artist on the whole of Altor. But, oh no, The Rock has been taken over by Stephen Greif and some other naughty bad guys.
Okay.
And also there's baseball, which is the stupid Earth game where people stand around.
Yes, which is sort of a sea.
Brogan wants to get home to watch the baseball game with his son.
Right.
Find someone else to do the Gagnon run.
You're not too sick?
And Carson is very generously agreed to do the run for him.
Jet.
I like this choice to have the tie as part of the shirt.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this is, I believe, Richard, Ted was on leave.
I guess so. So that's it for him, isn't it? That's right. That's an episode off for our lead actor.
Like a fabulous cave mountains.
So I've heard. I like a challenge.
Speaking of challenges, Jack, I bet you can't keep quiet for the next 2 hours.
And there's a perennial on-off relationship between these two.
I got that. Yeah. I sensed that immediately.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Is it home, boys?
I don't know who this actress is.
That's Simone Bendix.
Simone Bendix. Has she gone on to do much?
Not recently. She had quite a flourishing career for a while in the 90s. Now lives in Paris as a fashion accessory designer with her twin sister. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. In fact, I was at drama school with her, so we ended up on the show together,
really?
Which is great.
Cool.
Yeah, it's nice. So here are the prisoners coming round from their gas attack.
So you put the gas into the vents.
Well, it's only a select few who've got the antidote, isn't it?
So I guess the thing we saw him injecting at the beginning was the antidote to the gas.
What we can use is the one the boss will be on. You mess with the plan.
So there's also this crime boss named Gagnon who they're waiting to be delivered to the Rock, but he's been delayed because of medical issues.
I will.
So he'd had the antidote as well, presumably, and so all the guards have died?
Yes, or are unconscious or something.
Yeah.
Here's a fun fact, not for you, Henry, because this will mean nothing for you, but for our Space Precinct fans at home, the tarn there on the right, the mask, was said to be modelled on Sidney Hayes, one of the Space Precinct directors.
Oh, really?
Yes, who also directed the likes of Knight Rider and The A-Team and big shows in the 70s and 80s. So Houdini's about to be delivered.
So Houdini's a great escape artist, as you think.
Exactly. So what could possibly go wrong?
Come into play.
You'd think so.
But then it's odd because he's not going to be going to prison because it's been taken over. So he's going to have to break in.
Oh, well.
Is that it?
I mean, hold your horses. Let's wait and see. I think you're writing your own episode.
Yeah.
At this point, he's just thinking of it as a challenge because he's so great. How long is it going to take me? Yeah. Which I think is really fun in that you have an antagonist, but also he's not like a bad guy.
Yeah, he seems fun. He's there for the trade.
Yes.
Take me to prison, I'll get out.
Yeah.
Baseball, I've heard of that.
Once a con man, always a con man.
Don't worry, you can still have a bet when I get out of jail.
Hey, I'm sorry to spoil you.
So that's Rob Youngblood on the left as Officer Haldane, another series regular, who was considered the kind of the eye candy for the mums.
Mm-hmm.
And rumour was he got the job because several candidates for the role had their pictures printed out, and Gerry Anderson walked into the office full of women, all the receptionists and so on, put the pictures down and said, right, which one do you fancy?
That's great. That's the horrors of this industry, isn't it? Not based on acting talent.
No, absolutely.
I'm turning back.
Good idea.
No, hold on. Just stay calm. I got everything under control.
Bit of stop motion there, I think.
Yeah.
Asteroid A5.
Stop motion and model effects and some CGI stuff in there as well.
In Castle, 88th Precinct, we're transporting prisoner 197.
You're cleared for docking.
Nice talking to you too, buddy.
Now, in a way, we're quite lucky here. So there's 24 episodes. I would say out of those 24, maybe 8 are pretty good.
Yeah, really?
8 are so-so and 8 are absolute stinkers.
You know, that's how those series worked.
Yeah.
I once had a conversation with J.J. Abrams
about
writing Lost. And he said that was the process with any shows like that. When you've got 24 episodes to fill, you go through and you go, okay, these are the 6 episodes where stuff actually matters because we have 6 episodes of story to tell.
Yeah.
And then the rest are filler. Yeah. And you have to come up with stuff to just bridge the gap between the actual episodes that matter.
Yeah. And there's an art to that, really, to keep your audience engaged when not very much is happening.
Yeah.
They're probably all getting ready to watch the baseball game.
But it shows how much things have changed because now it's like 10 episodes tops per season, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
It's interesting. Yeah. I mean, you get more, it means that more stuff happens and you don't have those filler episodes. But then, you know, some of the filler episodes can end up being the best episodes.
Yeah, character pieces, where you learn more about the...
Well, you're not tied down to one continuing story.
Whatever. Let's make this quick. This flu is making me feel like death warmed up.
And I believe we did see our big name
guest
star. He might be about to make another appearance.
Yes, okay, keep your eyes peeled.
Please, after you.
Look at that. See, chivalry's not dead.
Sure, but you have to go to prison to fight it. Nobody's here either. Something's wrong. There's always an escort waiting.
Sorry to keep you.
Yeah, no problem. Why is it so quiet around here?
Probably the ion storm. Everyone's kind of spaced out.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'd missed third eye. Is that eye there for... Is that a special eye that you only get on special occasions?
Eye. It's a psychic third eye that was utilised whenever the plot demanded it and then forgotten about the rest of the time.
Yeah.
It was... They could move things with telekinesis, they could read people's minds.
Right.
Sometimes. When it was too convenient for them to do that, they couldn't.
Yeah.
There's more to it than meets the eye.
Officer Haldane, after all, we shared together.
Oh, Harry. Let's go.
I don't think so.
Now on the left there, Henry.
Oh, that's Ray Winston.
It's Ray Winston in a very small, revoiced, virtually speaking part.
I'm Warden Valka.
Yeah.
See, when does he just speak? This is exciting.
He was really down on his luck at this point. Really? I remember one of our cast had a conversation with him, and he was saying, things are so bad, I'm cabbing, he said.
Oh, wow.
So this is Ray Winston at a low point in his career.
Wow, that's nice to see, because it worked out all right for him.
Because he would have been acting for at least 10 years.
And he had some success. What was the series he was in? Was he in Alfida's Empet or something? I don't know, but he had certainly had some success already, and then taken a nosedive.
Took. Where's Gagnon?
Oh, a couple of the medical guys are bringing him up. Where's Jane?
Oh, she left for the Rock already with Haldane. They went ahead with Houdini. I'm with you on the Gagnon run.
So there's basically two different types of alien creatures, essentially, in this show. The Tarns, with the third eye, and the Kreons are the other creatures.
When your wife is sick, and you're not with her.
It's very bold to do this, isn't it? To go full makeup with aliens and go, we're going to have scenes where it's just these aliens
whole
conversing.
Scene.
Whole scene. Are we going to get the emotion and all that stuff out? That's tough.
That's right. And whether it's successful or not, well,
hit and miss.
I don't know.
But it's, you know, it's the thing that Star Trek did a good job of avoiding, where just going, we'll just have a guy with a tattoo and that's say right. He's an alien.
That's right. Exactly.
But then there are some episodes with Jerome Willis playing the captain, who's an alien. He can really emote through that mask. Yeah. There's an episode near the end where he thinks his daughter has died, and you just, Brogan goes up to see him in his office and he's just sobbing in his chair, and it's like 100% convincing.
Yeah, that's great. It's a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
But one sort of accusation that's often levelled at the show is that actually there's no reason why any of these characters should be alien. Why are they aliens?
Yeah, why, are they?
why could this not just be a story set on Earth with humans, you know?
Yeah, if you're going to go into sci-fi, you need to do something with it.
Justify it somehow. Yeah. That's right.
Dear.
And we were sort of actively encouraged not to walk any differently or talk any. You have to, you know, they didn't want any kind of alienness creeping through. It's like, well, what's the point then?
Why?
What kind of...
I think in a couple of episodes, you see the characters, alien characters, like apartments and such, and it could be like EastEnders or something.
Fast.
That's strange. You've got to wonder if someone in the production just didn't want to be making a sci-fi thing. It's just like, well, all right, we'll do the aliens if we have to.
I think it was a production of many different producers all pulling in different directions.
Yeah,
you know, Gerry Anderson being one of them, but also the American sort of the money men, essentially, the distributors and so on, all had their fingers in, all wanting something different from the show.
And rumour has it, well, I'm sure you know better than me, that the money was like, they would get to Friday afternoon and it's like, do we have enough money to go again on Monday?
Yeah.
Well, they've spent all their money on alien heads.
Yes, exactly.
It was, famously, the most expensive TV series of its time.
Right.
It's like $1 million an episode, which was, in those days.
Incredible. Yeah. And you can see, it looks great.
Sometimes you can see where it was spent. Yeah. This is a good example of it, this episode.
Doctor?
Stay with us, Doc.
Get away!
Luckily, we have a doctor here who has been infected, but before he dies, he's able to explain all the stages that you can expect in this disease that you're going to get.
How has he managed to outlast everyone else?
Because he's a doctor.
He's a doctor. He knows.
You should know this with your nursing background.
Yeah. And they've presumably been infected as well.
Mm.
So now they're going to go through those stages of...
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
What a way to go, huh?
I'm not ready to go yet.
Oh, that's a bit deep.
Next time I offer to take Brogan's place from...
Now, I've just realised he's not wearing a T-shirt beneath his shirt. Regulation white T-shirt.
This way. According to the doc, at least we still have a little quality time left.
I'm surprised they haven't immediately turned to Houdini and said, how do I get out?
Yeah.
That's surely coming.
Yeah. You'd think so.
But they haven't thought of it yet.
No. I don't think they've even put two and two together that he's called Houdini.
Yeah.
And there was a very famous escape artist.
Weird, because he spent the whole time on the flight there saying, I'm going to break out of this prison, guys. I'm going to do it. It's really easy.
But to them, he's the bad guy, and we're not going to talk to him.
Maybe there was someone who could help.
She knew in some way or something.
Maybe.
So this is the gas now affecting them, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Now, how exactly?
Well, not... Castle, because she's got the flu. Yeah.
And is that serving as some kind of a...
There we go, he's escaped.
Turns out the shackles were made of rubber.
Yes.
How the hell did you get out?
It's just a special effect, it's easy. Yeah.
What I do? Turn around, please.
What?
If you want me to help you get out of here, turn around, please.
Swallowed a key?
Mm-hmm.
It would be very Houdini.
Now, are they going to pan away so even we don't see it?
Or he's just going to psychic magic his way out.
Psychic magic. Okay, yeah. That's a bit of a cheat, I think, isn't it?
It's a little bit. I'm an alien. I can just magic.
What the hell did you do that?
Trade secret.
Come on, Jack, let's go.
Yeah, whatever species of alien he is, we've never seen before and we'll never see again. But
it's lack security at this prison. Even if the guards weren't all dead, it would be lack security because they put the code panel in view of the people in the cell.
Which is bonkers, isn't it?
If you've got a long stick, you're out.
What'd I do?
I want to hear Ray Winston speak in someone else's voice.
He just muttered something there, but...
Oh, that would be inconspicuous.
And this is an actor called Stephen Griff, who had been in Blake 7 on the BBC previously.
You don't have to wait now!
I think he's still around.
No, he's...
Is he not around?
A couple of years gone, I think, yeah.
What's he doing?
Blake 7, I have a strange connection to. I can't remember her name. The lady in Blake 7, the main female.
Yes. There were a few. Sally Nivette.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Glynis Barber.
I'm going to make sure I get it right.
Glynis Barber, yeah, she was in it, yeah.
Josette Simon.
Officer Warren, report. Signal here. Forget it, I'll tell you the story later.
Oh, tender hooks. So, who's this just been wheeled in?
Well, that's Gagnon.
Oh, that's Gagnon?
Crime boss.
Of course, you can tell by the moustache. That's him. He's very Godfather.
But a shout out there to Jerome Willis, who just walked down a spiral staircase in a mask.
Yeah.
Heard from your wife and kids lately, badly.
Whereas you do see them in early episodes, they're supposed to be walking down staircases that they've, you know, go down 10 times a day, and they're, like, reaching.
Dead. I got all my friends on the rock.
A rose he's wearing there?
Like a reunion.
And his lapel.
Party. Sorry, I'm not going to be there.
That's Will Barton, I think, as Gagnon.
Put you and your pals together.
I guess I'll always owe you one for...
Now, you can see the mouth there.
See a mouth in a mouth there, yeah.
It's a shame, and actually in the same one. So they certainly had their limitations.
Good out there.
I mean, I do remember as the day used to go on, that glue used to come unstuck around your mouth, and there's very little you could do about it, really.
Well, you would also end up with bits of your lunch in there, wouldn't you?
That did happen, that's true.
Simple trade. You give me the antidote, I tell you where the cops are.
Yeah, well, you tell us now, or we kill you.
Ooh, scary thought for someone with a terminal disease.
Okay. Give him what he wants. And if you're lying to me, I'll tear you apart. Piece by piece.
Yeah, there's, I think on the Blake 7 Blu-rays, there's a really interesting documentary about Stephen Griff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, quite sweet.
Yeah. I also met my wife on this.
Did you?
Yes. She was an editor. She was working in the edit suite.
Yeah, well, come on now. Where is he, huh? Come on.
I'm surprised you didn't figure it out yourself. They've gone for the cruiser.
The tunnel. You're staying with me, smart guy.
He's gone.
Ah, he's Houdini'd you.
The clue is very much in the name.
Yeah, what you shouldn't have done is just walk away from him and not look.
Exactly.
Houdini's greatest trick.
Yes.
Running away.
Yes. If only you thought to change his name, then people wouldn't be so suspicious of him. Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
And is this where we get some stock footage? Yeah.
Oh.
Flashbacks.
Scary moments cut from previous episodes for being too gory, but we put them in here.
Excellent.
Especially this shot of the guy's... That shot.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That is pretty gross.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's
all right. Kids show, remember? Keep it light.
Yeah. Okay. Come on.
I guess I'm losing it.
But there was a whole toy range, Space Precinct toy range, that was available in Woolworths and all good stockists at the time.
Including a figure of you, of course.
Yes.
I'm sorry. None of that.
You could stop right there, cops. I knew where you were going. You can't hide from us. We're gonna come and get you.
Any ideas?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Houdini?
Ah.
Oh no, Mr. Plot Device has arrived. Here to shuffle you to the next location. Don't worry, the way out.
Cranston, where are you? Come on, answer me! Cranston! Cranston, come on! Come in, Cranston, where are you?
I like the fact that he's siding with them. I mean, ultimately, he's siding with whatever saves his own skin, but...
He's a sort of trickster character on his own journey.
You can tell Volker. Volker, we can't find him.
I don't want to hear...
Why? Why would they dub him?
Okay.
We're already...
There was a sense of panic, I think, from the American producers that this was all sounding too English and too regional, too many regional accents.
You were sick, how come you're not anymore?
And part of the story with Idris Elba being redubbed was that they couldn't stand a black actor with an English accent. It just didn't make sense to them.
Oh, my God.
Stay with me, okay? Come on, we can't stop you. Come on.
And Richard, would these be the same circular tunnels from the... Yep. Is it the Talon Princess?
Yep.
And then reused...
Illegal as well, I think.
Illegal, yeah, in the sewers, yeah.
Sorry, we're talking across you here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Again, it shows the limited budget that they were reusing these sets.
Save his life.
How do I do that?
Think about it.
How is she going to save his life? Interesting. How is she going to pass on her flu to him?
How has her flu saved her life?
It's kind of...
It's blocked the...
There's sort of... pathogens in her bloodstream that have...
There's only room for one disease at a time, sort of thing.
It's exactly that. Oh, and look! Oh. Look how she's chosen to pass on her flu.
Need to do that. Could have just spat in his mouth.
Could have done. Would have been much more in keeping.
Yeah, would have been funnier.
Aww.
Hey, you! How much longer are you going to be keeping me here?
Cough, dear.
Well, that wasn't really a necessary scene as we're immediately back on the rock.
Yeah.
Calm down. Hey, Cranston, I'm calm. Don't always be telling me to calm down.
All right.
Oh, Ray. Poor Ray.
I'm sure he doesn't mind.
No, I'd be glad to have less involvement, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I bet this isn't on his CV, let's put it that way.
No, probably not.
Whereas the Paddy Power commercials...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Richard, this martial arts thing of striking people from a distance, this is from Five Star Five, is that right?
Yeah, so there's an unproduced Gerry Anderson script called Five Star Five, which I novelised a couple of years ago, and there's a character in it who has just this ability.
It's quite
so
good.
It's obviously a recurring theme, and it's wonderfully done, isn't it?
It's really quite cool.
Yeah. And, of course, perfect for a kids' show. You kind of get away with... Yeah. Extreme violence without showing the violence.
Yeah.
quite a good effect. I'm surprised I haven't seen that in anything else.
Yeah.
Who's he bowing for?
It's the audience. I think he's expecting a bit of a round there, maybe.
Yeah. Bad way, Houdini. You've got to help me. Come on, Jack. I've got you. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. He had a gym in his dressing room. I remember that.
Full gym.
Yeah. And a big American flag. You did.
Waiting for Volker. Why don't you just shoot us now?
You know, that's a good question. But then I wouldn't get to see my little virus do its number, would I?
But then the show would be over.
Come on, let's go.
Do you find that as you're writing, Henry, a lot of writing is working around a problem. Why don't they do that?
Why don't they do that?
You know, mobile phones are always the perennial thing. Why don't they just phone someone?
Yeah, that is true. Well, we had a whole long discussion with Comedy About Spies about when to set it.
Ah.
Spy show.
Yeah.
And obviously, when you set it, makes a huge difference to the plot.
Yes.
The more modern you go, the more people just can call.
That's right.
And surely they've got an app.
Yeah. And we wanted to be able to bug other rooms.
Yeah, right.
So you have to pick the time period where that kind of technology just about existed. Yes. So we set it in the 60s in the end. For a while, it was going to be set in the 1940s. And then we can't really bug anyone in the 1940s.
But then the 60s, you get the whole Bond aesthetic thing to play with as well, don't you?
Yeah, we ended up leaning into that.
Heading downtown, away from the station, and totally ignoring our calls.
Well, what are you waiting for? Get after them!
No one in this show has a phone. This is the future.
That's true. They've still got a paper in the office. It's still pen and paper. Yeah. If you see it, some of the sort of background extra policemen, they're all walking around with sheaves of paper.
This is a good effect, though. Look at that.
It's all good stuff, isn't it?
Wow.
People very often put it in the same bracket as Blade Runner kind of ish, you know. Yeah. So all this model stuff was shot at Shepperton Studios.
Nice. That's really good.
Castle and Haldane, please respond immediately.
Oh, he's nicked a police cruiser, has he?
I don't think that's them.
I think you're right. Haldane's crazy, but he ain't that crazy.
Descend to ground level, now.
What took you so long? Follow me.
Ever get the feeling you're talking to yourself?
All the time, Oren, all the time.
I love that shot.
You noticed that, did you?
Yeah.
All about the details.
It's really good. Yeah, you're right, it's strange, isn't it? It's a strange show, because it needs to lean into the sci-fi more.
Yes.
It's got all these great sci-fi elements.
They're just
in the background. Yeah, you're just not really...
Yeah.
Let's get back down to a car chase, like every other Cops and Robbers thing.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, a night in the lot. I don't remember this.
That's cool.
Yeah, shot outside.
Joyride's over. Get out of the cruiser. Nice and slow.
I think you'll find...
Houdini.
Of course, the cruiser that Oren and Romek have just run out of is... just a prop light positioned under the camera, isn't it?
We only had one cruiser.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry to hit and run, officers, but I thought you guys ought to know your buddies on the Rock are in big trouble. The inmates have taken over the asylum and they're waiting to spring Gagnon. Gotta go.
Is he in your cruiser?
He was.
Spring Gagnon.
We don't know where he's gone.
Well, there are several of...
So basically, me and my partner there, Romek, we were sort of the comic relief every episode... Not so much in this one, but there are some stories where we're a bit silly.
The SWAT team blast.
Yeah, this episode does have a lot of scenes with just all alien regulars together, which is...
hard.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Well, if it's Gagnon they want, it's Gagnon they'll get.
It's Gagnon they'll get.
Nothing yet?
Nah.
Oh. How's your boyfriend, officer? Ooh, not good, huh? How come you're so perky?
Well, you're pretty, officer. Oh, my, you're hot. Or is that just me? What would you be willing to trade for a little antidote, huh?
Different times.
He's a villain.
He's a villain, yes, yeah. True. Nice.
Tie her up!
Got him in the asteroids.
I'm fooling around! There's a cruiser coming! I think it could be Gagnon!
So they're expecting this crime boss to be delivered to them.
Asteroid A5 control, transmit your security verification.
Is that the reason for the whole thing?
That's the reason for the takeover.
So they've arrived and then whip them away.
Exactly. So now the story is pretty much starting. We're 40 minutes in?
Yeah.
Here it goes. Ready, Captain?
Ready. Now remember.
But it's not the crime boss. They're being hoodwinked.
Oh, what?
It's the captain in disguise.
Oh, I see.
Time.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So how did that happen?
No.
He's just taken his place.
This organization.
They're expecting the crime boss.
Right. What, so the police chief found out that they were, that it was a trap?
Houdini told them in the video message, oh, yeah. Because their ultimate plan is wait for the crime boss to arrive and then they kill him so that Stephen Greif there can take over the organisation.
Are they trying to, it's a whole thing to kill the crime boss?
Yes. Yeah, ultimately. And I guess at this point, Richard, with everyone off station, it's like you and Romek are in charge.
Right, yes. I dread to think how that works out, yeah. I'm so glad those tunnels are wheelchair accessible.
They've taken his ventilator. He's back at the at the precinct, choking to death.
I love as well, though, that he is clearly wearing his police uniform under the disguise. Yeah,
always on duty.
Unacceptable.
He's ETing his way in.
Yes.
Welcome to the Rock, officers.
Not bad dubbing.
Move it.
Yeah, this show, to be fair, has a lot worse dubbing.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. That was pretty well matched up.
It's a privilege to meet you, Mr. Gagnon.
But, you know, I'm sure Ray Winston was very happy with his 4 days' work. I mean, you know, in a lean year.
Yeah.
And I think there's a bit of kudos in the fact that it was a Gerry Anderson production. You know, all the guest artists would have known Thunderbirds and Stingray. They would have grown up with it.
Mr. Gagnon. Nice to see you, sir.
Yeah. You know, I worked for you for 15 years, and we never met.
So did they get themselves arrested specifically to be in the prison to get, to kill him?
That we don't know. That probably happened before this story started.
Oh. It is surprising that there's a lot of his gang in the Rock, yeah, waiting for this,
Maybe it's part of a convoluted plot.
Yeah.
No, are you a little hot? Or is that just me, huh? Ooh.
All right, Harley.
Good slap in there.
Forehand and backhand.
Yeah.
On your knees, Volker. Hands behind your back.
Why did the multicom beep then? Is that a special buckling?
It's because he accidentally pressed the button which switched the light on. So when they came to edit it, they saw that the light had come on, which is normally accompanied by a beep. So they had to put the beep on it.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring some medics fast.
And the day is saved.
Yes, there you go.
Very good.
All wrapped up nicely.
That was a pretty good story.
It's all right, isn't it?
Tidy, I thought, yeah.
Exactly.
So now we bring all the criminals back to the station house and the whole process can begin again.
Yeah. We need to have a look at our prison again because that system does not work.
Oh, libeling.
Did all those guards die at the prison?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we don't talk about.
No, they don't mention that, do they? All the bodies.
Yeah.
I hear you had quite a day.
There's also, I think it's in this episode, earlier on, I think it's in the hair restorer scene, oh, yeah. You can hear, you know, there's like background voices in the in the office there. You can hear someone say, with a samurai sword. And I'm like, I want to know what was going on with the samurai sword. Yeah.
There's a novelization in that.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're happy, Slow-Mo? You don't have feelings.
I know. It was a platitude.
Well, I would love...
Every sci-fi series has a robot. Yeah. A pet robot.
Out of nowhere.
Watch.
Baseball.
This is great. Was this animatronics? Was this a...
It's all remote. Yeah, it's all automatic. All, you know.
Nothing for 3 hours.
And he still exists.
Final result.
Yes. Yes, he does.
No, turn it down. Go away. Go away. I don't want to...
So they're now talking about the slam ball match, which is baseball, effectively. Which they've missed.
So everyone in the prison, apart from those three men, died.
Yes, Henry, you keep...
Thousands of prisoners in that giant prison.
Just let that go. You're asking too many questions.
Thousands of prisoners, all dead, and they go back to the precinct.
Let's watch the baseball.
Good job, everybody. We got these three guys.
Well, on the other hand, it's like, okay, now we've got all this space to put people that we've arrested. Yeah. This is when...
Cleared out the prison. Yeah. We'll just jettison them into the vacuum of space. Start filling her up again.
Okay.
Hey, Haldane. Did you hear the baseball score?
No, quiet. I don't want...
Spoilers. And then we have one final scene with the Brogan family.
Where have you been, man?
And Haldane.
Didn't miss anything. All right, you're
right. It's all that risky business shot in the opening credits. That looked good.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Against the yummy Yuri...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that sports reporter is sitting at the same desk as the news reporter from earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's spoiled it now.
The home run, the bottom of the 12th.
Oh, she's given the score away.
What do they say?
Now in her 40s. Just point that out.
Yeah. Brilliant plays in the field. In short, a
baseball fan's idea of paradise. What'd she say? I didn't hear. The
crafty left-hander. Neither. Who's run up some mighty
impressive statistics. That works.
Yeah, let's go. All in
all this... Stock footage.
...of another classic. And as you can see, the excitement level is off the scale here tonight,
folks. Whoa, bro.
Tonight's for
roll
all the marbles, folks. The whole enchilada.
Right there. Freeze frame. Zoom in.
Well, I'll be.
You see what I see?
Houdini. How in heaven did he...
Did they ever say what Houdini did to get put in prison in the first place?
General pickpockety type stuff.
Nuisance?
Yeah.
Not first degree murder.
No. You know. Oh, just put
a lot of murders.
He's out in the world again.
There we go. Great. What do you think of that?
I thought it was really good.
But there's your first episode of Space Precinct. Would you be tempted to watch the other 23 episodes?
Probably not all of them, but I might check in.
Maybe a curated list of the best ones.
You pass him a list of other ones.
I enjoyed that. It's a very well-made show. Good, you know, good bit of writing in there. The story's neat and tidy and works well.
That's right, yeah. And of course, you know, had you been watching the series so far, you would have got to know the characters a bit more.
Yeah.
Perhaps have a certain thrill at seeing them in particular situations and, you know.
I think pretty good.
And this fantastic theme music. So, Chris, tell us, where can we see Space Precinct at the moment?
Well, you can see it on ITVX, streaming in the UK, or you can buy the Space Precinct Blu-ray set.
Oh, yes.
Or the DVD set even, but get the Blu-ray set, better.
So, Henry, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And
this is fun.
I guess we've broken your Gerry Anderson cherry. Is that the phrase?
Popped the Gerry Anderson. Yeah, great.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Let's get started.
Let's go.
Spectrum is green.
That was an Anderson Entertainment production.